G'day everyone. You know, one of the things I appreciate about life is how incredibly lucky my entire family's been when it comes to health. There are some families out there that just have such a hard time, don't they? You know, they have asthma and they have cancers and they have massive weight issues and diabetes and heart problems and strokes, and not to mention mental illnesses. And you know, some families do it really, really tough. And I mean families, you know. Yeah, some people do it okay and other people are just a complete train wreck. But I've been very fortunate. My family's pretty bloody good, pretty resilient, you know, no major problems. But as family members get older, often, not always, but often is the case, they become a little bit more frail and fall foul of some of the illnesses of ageing. And my father has had to deal with a few of these. Now, Dad has not been one of these people who has particularly looked after himself, and considering he hasn't looked after himself his entire life, he's been a smoker his whole life, but frankly the smoking hasn't harmed him too much. He's been a pretty big drinker too, but that hasn't harmed him too much. When he was a little bit younger than I currently am, he had a triple bypass, and 15 years after that, he had a few problems with it, but it sorted itself out, and he's getting very close to 80, and he's still kicking on. He's not what you'd say he in good health, but he's doing okay, considering how hard he's pushed himself. And I think that's bloody good luck, and he's very fortunate to have strong genes and a few things to his advantage. But he's had a few problems just recently, and on Thursday afternoon he gave me a call and asked me to take him to the hospital, and we sat in emergency for 6 hours, and eventually he was seen to and admitted with all sorts of blood problems in his urine. And it's a problem that he's had for, I found out today, he's had it off and on for 5 years, but it's been pretty bad for the last 6 months probably, and it got really bad on Thursday, so I had to get him to hospital. And they're now sorting the problem out, and it's actually a real positive, because now that he's finally in hospital, he's a belligerent old bastard, he really is, he can be as cantankerous as they come. And on Friday when I went and saw him, he reckons he was just about ready to walk out of the bloody place, because he was so frustrated with them and the way they were treating him and what he had to do and the hoops he had to jump through. But he's settled now, and the treatment is working, and he's basically got all these blood clots out of his bladder, and he'll eventually get treated properly, and hopefully the problem will be rectified. And I reckon, given maybe, who knows, a few weeks or a few months, maybe he might have to have a procedure of some sort, he'll be bouncing off the walls again and get a new lease on life. And it's, you know, it's just one of those situations where I appreciate the good fortune. I said to my daughter many years ago that eventually we all have to deal with stuff, you know, and you can try and avoid it, but eventually we all do. And I said to her at the time that I've never had to deal with death. And then, lo and behold, a couple months later, my sister died. And I've never had to deal with looking after geriatrics, and it's now time. And I said to my daughter today, I spoke to her for the first time in a while, I said, and one day you'll be doing this with me. And she said, yeah, I know. But hopefully I've got some of these incredibly strong, healthy genes, and I've looked after myself a lot better than Dad, and hopefully I won't have major issues, and I'll be a vibrant, fit and healthy 80-year-old. But we'll see. But at the moment, my dad's healing, or moving towards that, and it's progressing well. It's a little bit stressful, but I think we're all dealing with it pretty well. It's good to appreciate good health. I hope my dad recovers well. Talk to you next time, eh? Bye-bye.